all this.
I mean, this is out of control. Let's go to our guest, and we'll go to more news and your calls. His name is Sturt Gerstacker. He's an engineer, lives in Austin. He has a son named Alex, and his wife said, you need to move back with me to Ohio. According to him, I heard him on local radio Thursday or else. And then suddenly, well, he'll tell you the story. And then it gets even worse to his neighbors that wouldn't bear false witness against him in jail or in court. And so the CPS came after them. The mother got so freaked out. His next-door neighbor, she had a stroke and can't walk. CPS forced drug testing of them. No drugs were found. They're still attacking them savagely. It's horrible. Hyenas have more decency and give more quarter. Sturt Gerstacker, good to have you on the show today. Appreciate you coming on, Sturt.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Give us in a nutshell what happened, then what happened to your neighbor, and what you're facing, and of course your website is...
It's savemysun.org. And anyone out there that's listening that wants to email me, my email address is daddy@savemyson.org. And, basically in a nutshell what happened is my wife decided January 4th of this year that she didn't need me anymore and she was going to move to Ohio so she could drop our son off with her mom and go out and party with her friends. And she basically gave me the ultimatum, she was leaving and I could come if I wanted to or not, but it didn't really matter because she was going with me or without me. And when I told her that I wasn't going, she just abducted our son and fled the state. And this was back on Valentine's Day, and I've just been going through a total nightmare trying to get my son back.
You to know your case, as bad as it sounds with strokes and CPS with no warrants and fake court orders,
yeah,
which you have copies of and all the rest of this, this is nothing compared to some of the stuff I've seen where they just come to a newborn baby a day old and say this baby was abused a year ago and 16 months ago. And it's a newborn baby. I mean, that's how insane the lies have been. What has your experience been like with, well, how did this start? Tell us about it.
The way my involvement with the state all started was, my wife had sued me for divorce, and then she fled the state. And I was forced to retain counsel and counter-sue to get her to come back down so we could deal with the issue of child custody and division of property and all that. And the first thing she did was she alleged that I wasn't actually the father of our son. I had to take a paternity test to prove that I am the father.
And you're married.
We were married in 1999, so we've been married for several years before she conceived our son.
This is on the record, so you do the paternity test. It shows it's false. That's lie one.
Yeah, exactly. The paternity test showed that I am the father. And she's testified since then that she's had unprotected sexual intercourse with another man while we were trying to conceive our son, to the point where she wasn't even sure who the father was herself. Once I proved that I was the father, the next thing she then did was she claimed that the reason she fled in the first place was that I'm a violent abuser. And she basically has offered no evidence of this at all. I've offered photographic and witness testimony to prove that I'm not a violent abuser.
This is her out of the state now alleging this after it's found that you are the father and you've been married for 3 years before the birth. So this goes on and on.
And basically what happened, the state, I thought what they would do is, look at the case, realize that I'm not a violent abuser, and then order visitation, which is all that I've been asking.
And listener to my show, and people still are in denial until it happens to them. You thought they would do the right thing?
Exactly. I thought they would do the right thing. Instead, what they saw was just opportunity to make money off of me and my wife. And basically what they did was they assigned this person called a guardian ad litem, which is like Child Protective Services. It's a social worker that comes into your home to examine your circumstances, and basically,
but you found out you'd been conned into signing things.
Yeah, I was conned.
That these orders had never been signed by the judge or filed.
That's correct. There were no orders were ever actually signed. The judge himself, his name is Pete Lowry. He's not even actually a judge. He's retired. He has no paperwork on file. He's not even legally allowed to sit on the bench. So I mean, basically, it was just like this little kangaroo court.
It's all color
of law.
They got
me to pay all this money to undergo supervised visitations, and ultimately, their main objection to me now is that I own guns. And the guardian ad litem says that guns in the household are inherently endangering to children, and I got to give up my guns before I can be allowed to have kids in my house.
No trial, no conviction.
No, I haven't been arrested for anything. I have no criminal record.
Cops never came out for abuse. None of this happened. It's just we say so, and we've covered this judge before. He is a real piece of work.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Their whole thing is just do what we say or we're going to punish you. And with me, basically what they're doing is they're saying, okay, you're not going to gain access to your child until you give up your guns, take a bunch of classes, and agree to random drug testing.
Okay, for those who don't know, it's a personal reconnaissance bond, but this is done civilly. If you're arrested for parking tickets, we have a clip of this, by the way, in Police State 3 off the local news.
Uh-huh.
They say, the news starts, it says, in Travis County, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah.
If you're arrested for parking tickets, no seatbelt, they say you're not allowed to call until you sign this. And there's 8 charges, family violence, drug abuse, drinking and driving, robbery. You agree to all these things you've committed, the thousands of dollars of classes, and most people just sign it.
Right.
Now, even if you don't sign it, the judge just says that you're under it.
Right.
But then
you're not, because they don't issue the orders. They make you believe that you're under it, but you're not. They want you to voluntarily comply.
Looks like CPS will knock on your door and say, be at court next Tuesday or we're taking your kid, and there's no order, no subpoena.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, in fact, because my next-door neighbors came and testified as to my character in one of these civil hearings, and my wife's friend called them the next day and tried to get them to do things that, you know, to help them, you know, get to me, and my neighbor refused to cooperate. And a week later, my wife's friend sent CPS over to their house. They said that they basically said that there had been an allegation of illegal drug use, and they got both my neighbor to urinate in a cup, and then they went up to her husband's place of employment with a uniformed police officer and said, look, you got to give us a clean urine sample or we're going to take your children away.
Now, let's break this down. Your neighbors go and testify that what she's saying isn't true in court, in the kangaroo court.
Well, I'm sorry,
a week later, CPS comes, and I heard you on the radio Thursday here in Austin. You said that they told them, you give it to us now, we're taking your kids. They gave the urine sample.
Right.
It came back clean.
Right.
And then they came back again.
Yeah, they came back. At first they said, sorry, we obviously got a false report. But then they came back a week later and said, we need you to start taking parenting classes or we're going to take your children away.
No judge, no jury, a bureaucrat at your door who gets paid money
right.
to make you take these, quote, classes to sign a form that
right.
you're a criminal. This is
right.
probation. This is your neighbors that testified for you.
Yeah.
Then the neighbors countersue, and then you said the mother had a stroke.
Yeah, what happened was basically what happened was one of the witnesses that gave testimony in the trial had sat through the entire trial and heard a bunch of tainted testimony. And what my neighbors were trying to show was that, you know, she'd made up a bunch of stuff based on what she'd heard in those hearings and that her testimony was tainted. And what happened was, the judge, Pete Lowry, the one that was presiding over our hearings, came into that civil proceeding and testified that no, this witness wasn't tainted, wasn't in the courtroom, didn't hear any of that stuff. And the civil attorney the civil judge just threw the case out.
Okay, when did the woman have the stroke? The neighbor.
After the case was thrown out, because basically, you know, they'd been under threat of losing their kids. They'd had to spend $6,000 to retain an attorney to go back and fight CPS and fight the accuser that, you know,
of course, the lawyer didn't help.
Say again?
Of course, the lawyers, your lawyer, their lawyer didn't help.
Oh, no. My lawyers, I'll tell you, the lawyers in the Texas family courts, their first loyalties are to the courts. My lawyer totally screwed me over. That's why I actually just fired her last week. She didn't object when she should have objected. She basically let these guys walk all over me because, I mean, the fix is in is the way they say it. My wife has political connections.
Yeah, now you've got this.
And now I'm getting screwed, basically.
Now you've got Desi Andrews. Okay, so, and she's helping, and she's done a lot of great work. She knows what she's doing. Now, the woman has a stroke. She can't walk, or can she?
Well, no. The deal was she had after the judge dismissed her civil suit. She had a stroke, and she has partial paralysis on one side of her body. She can actually walk. It's just that
you told me she couldn't walk at first.
Her face was like not able. She couldn't. Like,
now is CPS now saying that's at risk that she's had a stroke?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I don't want to give them ideas, but is the CPS saying that she's at risk because she had a stroke?
No. As far as I know, CPS hasn't been over to harass her anymore since she's had the stroke. It's just that the stroke came as a result of all the stress from
so
CPS
that was
trying
pleasing,
to take
that
away.
Was pleasing enough to them.
I'm sorry. Say again.
That was pleasing enough to the hyenas that ran down the gazelle until it had a stroke.
Yeah. Exactly. And now I think they're backing off because they don't really have anything on them.
Okay. Well, we're going to fight them and stay there. And I'd imagine from this interview, World Net Daily. Probably contact you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
imagine going to court for your neighbor that he would then get a visit from CPS going, we know you're on drugs, give us a urine test. You go, okay, because you're trusting of the system, because you're foolish. The media never told you. And so you give it to him, it comes back negative, you're not on drugs. And so they come after you again. And then you have a stroke. It's real funny. Now, folks, the moral is you have due process. If you waive that due process and do not demand a jury trial by jury, use all the different terms, that they will run all over you and laugh at you and won't even sign orders, won't even sign documents. They'll just coerce you. I know we've got callers. Your calls are coming up, a whole other hour of news and information. And I sat there driving along on the highway, stuck in traffic during drive time Thursday, listening to Stuart Gerstacker on the radio, going over the story. I went to his website, read the documents. Some of the folks that I associate with, Desi Andrews and others, are involved in this case. They looked at the documents. It's just par for the course. And it's what they do. It's all they do. They're inhuman. They can care less. I read to you the UNESCO documents last week from Newsmax, the official documents where they say the family is the enemy, must be destroyed. Breaking the family up is the number one job. The social worker textbook used at the University of Texas, the Calhoun Reader, I've read from it on the air where it says that the family belongs to the age of barbarism, must be destroyed for the state. This is their stated policy, and then we wonder why they do this. Are you shocked, Stuart, though, that they have this many evil, lying people ready to do these type of crimes every day?
You know, at first I was totally shocked, but now that I've experienced it for a while, it's obvious that these people have been doing this for a long time, and all they care about is making some easy money. They're like pirates. They have
now, when
goals.
You would see the radio show, or the TV show, and hear the radio show, and hear me talk about this, did you believe it years ago?
You know, I believed these things were happening, but it always seemed like they were starting with criminal prosecutions and maybe going a little too far. I never really thought that just doing nothing criminal at all could get you in the kind of deep water with the state that I'm in right now. It's totally frightening.
And they've never signed anything, never had a subpoena, never done anything. They just say, do what we say, you're going to jail,
basically.
Harassing your neighbors till they have strokes.
Yeah.
Let me read you something. This is out of the Houston Chronicle last Monday. That was Tuesday. June 24, 2003. She, Texas Justice Unfair, urges Crime Lab Court of Inquiry. Criminal defendants in Texas are at mercy of prosecutors in an unfair system that emphasizes winning rather than justice, Houston Police Chief C.O. Bradford said on Monday. Trial by ambush, that is a Texas criminal justice problem. In a two-hour meeting with the Houston Chronicle editorial board, Bradford also said he believes that there is sufficient probable cause for Harris County judges to convene a court of inquiry to publicly and independently investigate the entire police department crime lab, not just the troubled DNA portion. Turned out they framed a bunch of people. Stay there, Stuart. We're going to come back in the next hour, take calls, and talk more about this. Before I end this hour, see, that's a police chief, folks. This is in the system. This is systemic. This is everywhere. This is across the board. This is not the exception. It's the rule. They heard about Tulia where they framed the 46 people. No criminal records. No drugs found. They don't care. They want workers in their prisons. They want you in their system. If they can't get you on welfare, they'll do it other ways. Now, before I end this hour, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com if you believe in what we're doing. Get my powerful, professionally produced videos. Make copies of them. Give them to everyone. Expose the evil now. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, the order or Infowars.com or net. 888-253-3139. Make the call, get the videos. Third hour, as we expose corruption, coming up.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bob Barefoot, and I'm here today to introduce Bob Barefoot's Best Calls.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And we are listener-supported with the Honor System. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10 and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Declaration of Independence warns us about bureaucracies setting up their own many corrupt empires and under the color of law, feeding in a predatory fashion on populations. They ship the drugs in to create the crisis. Their stated goal is to break up the family with CPS out of their own documents. I read to you AP articles where the FBI is running hit teams through informants and drug dealing nationwide. I read to you where the chief of police of Houston says that they're framing people who care less if you're innocent, that they will frame you and commit crimes. Coolia, Texas, grabbing 46 in a nighttime raid. No drugs found in any of the homes, giving them all 20 to 90 years in prison when they knew the whole time they were innocent. It's about packing fresh people in those private prisons, now number one part of our economy, and destroying our economy, driving down the wages because the prisoners work for 20 cents an hour. And just another case, another example of this with our guest, Stuart Gerstacker, who the court was trying to basically seize his kids, break up the family, wouldn't let him see his son. When his neighbors testified that it wasn't true, the CPS attacked them, demanded urine samples, no drugs were found, and they still came after him until the next door neighbor had a stroke, a young woman. So this is the new America, folks. And Stuart, going over the story, we're going to go to Roy in Florida and others here in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us on air today, coast to coast, 800-259-9231. Stuart, the point I'm making is, you can't trust this government, state, federal, local, international, because they've all been caught, these agencies engaging in crimes, engaging in frame-ups, laughing, their own policies, saying they want to enslave us. It's happening again. History's repeating itself. But the average American is still in la-la land, not knowing how massive and across the board this system is. Stuart?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the bottom line is you can't ever trust the government. And I think the best way to deal with the government is to keep it as powerless as possible. And we've lost sight of that in modern society.
That's it. And they're increasing the power now.
Yeah.
Under the guise of fighting terrorists and their changes to the laws, it does nothing to stop terrorists.
Right, exactly. It just expands power of the centralized state, which is the most dangerous terrorist in the entire world.
Throughout history. That's a historical fact.
Yeah.
Well, we're facing this. So where does it go from now, from this point? You've got SaveMySon.org.
Yeah.
And you're fighting the system.
Yeah. Well, basically, since I started getting the word out, I've found, actually through Mike Hansen, I got a paralegal, Desi Andrews, that's doing some work for me. And basically what I'm going to do is just file all my motions myself. I've fired my attorney. And, right now I'm looking for assistance of counsel, but I haven't been able to find any. So right now I'm planning on just going it alone. And
the only lawyer you can trust is a family friend, if they're knowledgeable on the area of law, and if they're from outside the city.
Yeah, from outside the city, and really from outside the system, too, because what I'm finding out is that the divorce courts are not constitutional courts. They are in rem courts, which means that they deal only with property. And so you don't actually have your lawyer in a divorce court doesn't actually represent your liberties and your rights. They represent the interests of the court first.
Yeah, it's all uniform commercial code, the fraud courts they've built.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And in your case, you know, they never signed any of the orders, nothing?
No signed orders at all. There are no standing orders in these proceedings. And I just found this out last week after being, you know, because, I mean, I'm under the impression that I can't see my son. But then, you know, of course, the other side of it is that my wife is up in Painesville, Ohio. Her mom used to be the clerk of courts and the clerk of counsel up there for like 30 years. And they've been telling the, you know, the cops and all the people that they're buddy-buddy with that I'm a violent abuser, and I can't just, if I just go up there, I place myself in jeopardy because there's a good chance that somebody's going to do something, perceive me as a violent threat, and do something to, you know, to hurt me.
And again, that was never even part of the original case. You've been married. She said that it wasn't your child. You did the paternity test, show that you're the father, and then now all this starts, drugs,
yeah,
and then that was disproven, and
She's just punishing me for my disobedience. That's all that this is. She's just trying to control me, and I'm rebelling.
Well, this shows how the system works. Stay there. We'll come back and take calls, Stuart. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The government is run by corrupt people across the board. It's getting worse and worse. We have to realize this corruption and realize the illegitimate nature of state, federal, and local government, how it's destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution, how they are the enemy combatants working within the system with their cloak of authority to oppress and feed on the people in a predatory, parasitic fashion. We're talking to Stuart Gerstacker. And the CPS was used on him during a divorce proceeding. His wife first tried to claim that he wasn't the father. Then he had the paternity test done, and they learned that, of course, he was. And then she moved on to charges of drugs when the neighbors testified and were involved on his side. They then sick CPS on the neighbors. They intimidated the neighbors into giving a drug test with no court order, no subpoena, just front door, threatening them with police at the husband's home. When they gave the samples and were found not to be using drugs, CPS came back again, tried to take the neighbor's kids because they testified on behalf of Stuart Gerstacker. And then the mother, the neighbor, had a stroke. I mean, this is what we're facing. This case, frankly, is horrible, but it's nothing compared to what I've seen with just incredible corruption that even dwarfs this, if that's possible. Stuart, let's take some calls on this issue and on other New World Order issues.
All right.
The toll-free number to join us on air today, this Monday, the 30th of June edition, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Roy in Florida. Roy, you're on the air with our guests. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, and I wish you luck, Stuart.
Thank you.
About to start a divorce case myself, and I hope I have a little bit better luck.
Good luck, man.
Actually, what I'm calling about is not right exactly on target, but, Alex, I'm noticing in the last 4 or 5 months that all these Supreme Court decisions are not based on Constitution, and I would think that, you know, when the Supreme Court comes down with a decision, it's based on the Constitution. These are based on what 5 or 6 states do. The sodomy case was based on common usage that everybody thinks it's okay. That's all democratic stuff. It is not based on the Constitution whatsoever.
Well, they're now saying the people want elections at large instead of the Electoral College, which is, again, about states' rights, state sovereignty. It's like the 17th Amendment, taking our senators from the states and making them federal creatures. So you're right. The Supreme Court ruled there's no just compensation for property taken, that they can grab you and forcibly drug you with no charges.
Right.
They're ruling across the board on police state matters.
And that's based on something like the UCC or whatever. But since I'm not on target, I just got one other brief question, and I'll let somebody else speak. I was trying to download the Northwoods document yesterday, and I was unable to do so. Is there a problem with your...
Problem with my what?
With your website, we're downloading it?
No, generally it's your computer. Do you have a new computer or an old computer?
I have a very new computer.
You have not installed Acrobat, then?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And the Acrobat thing came up, and then blank page.
Yeah. I can go download Northwoods at about 500 different places right now, including the Library of Congress.
Okay.
And we have the ABC News report. We have the Baltimore Sun report. We have excerpts of James Bamford's book. We have a place to download it. At least we did about a week ago the last time I printed it. The Northwoods Plan. That's the U.S. government plan to carry out terror attacks against U.S. cities, to blame it on foreign enemies. It's an official plan. Were you able to get the ABC News or Baltimore Sun stories?
No, I wasn't, but I was looking on your site.
You couldn't,
InfoWars.
Those didn't work either then.
Okay.
Well, hold
All
on.
Right, thank you very much.
Hold on, Roy. Those didn't work either then.
Neither Prison Planet or InfoWars work.
Oh, the whole website doesn't work, is what you're saying.
Just the Northwood documents, because that's all I thought.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying the ABC News stories, the Baltimore Sun stories, those don't work either.
I linked on to Northwood's documents, and there was a something 20% something else on the address link.
Well,
the PDF thing came up. We're loaded the PDF thing.
Yeah.
After that, there was...
I'm not a big computer whiz.
Okay.
But I can go download it right now.
Okay, thank
and,
you.
And so I don't know what I can do for you. I would type in Operation Northwoods into the Library of Congress website or the National Security Archives, or I would type Operation Northwoods into a website. There's mirrors of the document on hundreds of websites.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much, Alex. Good work.
Yeah, thank you, Roy. About once a month I get an email or a call. I can't download Northwoods. And then I go during the break and I try to download it, and I do. So I don't know what I can say for folks out there. Different computers have different configurations, and it's a public stated document. It was like W199I. I posted 9 articles, BBC, Reuters, on the website about W199I, on the main page, and people would call me and say, I can't find it. So it's all in the 911 government involvement archive. And I guess I can post it again on the main page. But were you aware of Operation Northwood, Sturt?
I've read about it on your website before.
Oh, you were able to download it?
Yeah, I've been to your website a whole bunch of times. I don't think I've had any problems with it in the past.
Yeah. I'm not mad at Sturt. I mean, it's an important question. It's just that I never get why. It's generally people's computers. You may need to restart your computer.
Yeah, and there's settings in the internet browser that you have to play with.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm at total information overload. I mean, I got emails on Friday, you know, saying, where's the Houston Chronicle story about the police chief saying that it's total fraud? All I can do is go like this on the air. And then Houston Chronicle, Steve Conan, or Roma Conan and Steve McVicker, Houston Chronicle, Texas Justice Unfair Urges Crime Lab Court Inquiry, and that's on the Houston Chronicle, so that's all I can do there, too. Did you hear about the Tulia, Texas case?
Yeah, I did.
Why don't you tell the listeners about that?
Basically, from what I understand, these guys just went and basically set a bunch of people up for a drug bust. And they were all completely not guilty, and ultimately they ended up being set free, but it was a travesty.
One cop did, and he's been caught framing other people. 46 people arrested in one night, didn't have criminal records, no drugs found. They were given sentences ranging from 20 to 90 years.
That's crazy. These guys are pirates. They get paid by the federal government to go out and bust people for drugs, and if they can't find any drugs, they'll plant them on you and bust you anyway. It's insane.
But I guess they're the authorities. I guess that's okay.
Actually, it's not okay. I pay my taxes.
But aren't the authorities allowed?
As long as I'm not bothering anybody, I don't have to put up with any of this crap from anybody.
But, I mean, Nero was the emperor. Shouldn't he be allowed to kill people?
Nah, we live in an armed society.
Hey, wait a minute. Hitler was the elected official, so he did some things. The governments, no, of course I'm being sarcastic. Yes, it's our right to say slavery's wrong.
Yeah.
It's our right to say Hitler's bad.
Yeah.
And it's all right to say framing innocent people is wrong.
Yeah. All legislative power is inherent in the hands of the people, and the government has forgotten that, and they need to be reminded. I mean, we need to stop. We need to repeal the income tax. We need to stop giving these people our money. We need to stop serving them. We just need to say no. When they come for your kids, just tell them to get off your land and say no. Don't pay them anything and don't sign anything. You got to fight back. You know,
well,
file lawsuits.
Last week I read out of the UNESCO documents. That's the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization. Bush just signed back onto it, and it says in their founding document, the family is a disease and must be eradicated. Then we wonder why all this is happening, Stuart.
No, it's all connected. It's all part of this worldwide thrust toward global monarchy. And you can call it whatever you want. You can call it the police state or you can call it socialism. But the bottom line is there's two forms of government. There's republic and there's monarchy. And we live in a republic and we're being pushed in the direction of monarchy just the same way the Roman Empire went. We're doing
the
same thing.
We're being pushed in the, out of what you call monarchy, I'd call command and control.
Yeah, command and control, centralized control, empire. It's all basically different words for the same thing. You've got one centralized leader and the law is whatever he says it is. And that's not the kind of system I'm willing to labor under.
And it's your right as a human being to stand up and say no to that system. The Ninth Amendment, the Declaration of Independence clearly states it. And what we're trying to do on this show is to get people to open their eyes, their minds, their hearts, to look at the facts. People say, well, it's scary. The government's corrupt. They'll say, yeah, you're right, Alex, but I'm afraid. Folks, that shows the level of tyranny right there. And there shouldn't be a question of standing up against this evil. Folks, if you don't stand up against it, it wins for sure.
Yeah.
So it's not just a thing of having courage. This is about survival. We've got to stand up and say no to this.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing new about our government now. All governments have always been like this. And the Declaration of Independence clearly states that we have certain rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And in the Declaration of Independence says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And we've forgotten that as a people, and our government has forgotten that too. And they need to be reminded that we pay their salaries, and they serve at our discretion, not the other way around.
You're right, sir. And the government and the media create the illusion that we support this, and the illusion that corruption's only a side issue and accidental and incidental, when it is the thrust of this system to set up an absolute despotism. If any writers or other talk show hosts want to contact you, they can do it at savemyson.org.
Yeah. Yeah, my email address, you can contact me through the website, or my email address is daddy@savemyson.org.
All right, we'll be tracking this case, and I hope that others will interview you, Stuart, and I hope that news writers like WorldNet Daily and others will contact you and write a story about this. I know they listen to the show a lot and get a lot of their news stories from this program, so that might happen. Be sure and check your emails soon. I'll be right back. Thanks, Stuart.